from the 10th chapter of John. This is a beautiful chapter that has so much meaning and so much power. And as I've been going through the scriptures, last Monday I was able to spend the day quietly in the presence of the Lord, looking at the Word and reading and praying. It was so precious and so beautiful that the scriptures came alive in various ways. Now, I've shared before with you a great deal in this 10th chapter of the Gospel of John, but I want to take you there one more time, just for a few moments this morning. The Lord Jesus is speaking. Verse 1 tells us, Jesus says this, "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice." Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Let me link this with the 23rd Psalm and share with you a picture that's been painted in words here before. But let me repaint it just and highlight some of the colors of that picture. Let me share it with you in this way. The shepherd at the end of the day, having taken the sheep on a circuit and walking before them into pastures that were green and taking them in places where the waters were still so that they could drink, the shepherd leads them to the sheep pen for the night. Now, those of you that have seen sheep, you know how silly they can be. You can't always say that they're stupid, but you can say they're very silly. One goes through the hole in the fence, they all go through the hole in the fence. One decides to jump in the air, they all seem to jump in the air. And so it goes on. Like one sheep going astray, others follow. And Jesus and the Spirit of God tell us the same story. The Spirit of God tells us the story through the 23rd Psalm. Jesus tells his disciples here in the 10th chapter of John's Gospel, here is something to latch on to and understand. Jesus is the shepherd that is at the door of the fold. Now, no sheep can go past him until he has examined every sheep. So if you love the Lord Jesus, you find at the end of the day, as you've been traveling around, you've come across some green pasture and you've been nourished here and there. You've come to some still water and you've been refreshed as you've waited there. But now you've come to the end of the day and you did trip. You did get scarred. You are grazed. You are sore. And there is need of something more than just a drink of water and some grass. And you'll find the shepherd is waiting for you at the door of the sheep pen. And as he waits for you, and as you approach him, you know something lovely is going to happen. He's going to run his fingers through your wool. And the sheep knew this after just a few days from birth. The sheep knew that when they came to the sheep pen at night, he would run his fingers through the wool, and any foreign little critter, any nasty little tick or whatever had gotten into the wool, he would extract it and free them from the irritation of it. They knew that he'd pick up their hooves and he'd scrape any stones that had got caught in their hooves. He'd scrape the stones out and release the pressure on the hoof. They knew that if there were abrasions, if there were scratches and grazes, why, he would take oil and he would gently rub the oil into the cut, into the sore. But the thing that they looked forward to most of all came at the very end. And that was when, having inspected each sheep and allowing each sheep into the fold, the shepherd then would turn to the large bin or trough that was full of water, and he would dip a ladle into that trough, and he would bring the brimming cup, that is, the water was overflowing from the ladle, and he would bring that to the sheep and individually let the sheep drink from the ladle. And each sheep would get his reward at the end of each day. My cup is full, my brimming cup is full and running over. Now a stranger, the sheep will not follow. It's very simple, they just don't know his voice. And when he called the names, and each sheep was called by name, they would recognize a stranger's voice to be that of a stranger. And so they would run away. They would run from the stranger for fear. For fear that he wouldn't check diligently through their wool. For fear that he wouldn't check diligently in their hooves. That diligently he would not administer the medication necessary to calm them and to soothe them and to bless them. They would leave, run away. But then Jesus told another part of this story in another scripture, and he said, but something very wonderful does happen. You see, said Jesus, when the shepherd had counted his 100 sheep, he found only 99 were in the fold. And because there were only 99 in the fold, the person that kept the fold, that is, cleaned up after the sheep had left in the morning and disinfecting the place and looking after it and keeping it neat and tidy and putting down fresh straw for them to sleep on, he was called the watchman. And when he had let the sheep in, he took a back seat, as it were, and he allowed the shepherd to look after his sheep in his own unique way. But when there was one missing, the shepherd called the watchman and asked him to sit in the doorway and to guard the doorway while he was gone. And the watchman would do that. He would sit in the doorway and maybe he would play a musical instrument or just hum a tune, or maybe he'd just sit very quietly. But the sheep were not fussed at this man. They had met him before. While the shepherd went out, and Jesus tells the story how he would go out and look for the 90 and for the one that had gone astray, for there were 90 and 9 safely laying in the fold. And as he went, he was listening for the bleating of a lamb. As he went, he was looking for the crevices that it could have fallen into, for the thicket that it could have been caught in. He was looking for that sheep that had gone astray, looking for the predicament that it might be in, listening and searching. And Jesus likened that to us. He said there are so many people who, though they are attached to the fold, they're attached to the flock of sheep, they simply wander off and go their own way. They simply express their own self-will. They go in their own way, in their own strength, and they end up in their own predicament, and they need supernatural rescuing. They can't just easily be extracted from their problem. They simply cannot easily be taken from their situation. They cannot easily be plucked out of where they are. In fact, they need some supernatural help. And so Jesus said, the shepherd, I am, he said, that shepherd that has the supernatural help. And if you think of it this way, it might be helpful to you. His hands are so tender, for they have borne the print of nails. This last week, the Lord blessed me a great deal, and I thank you for your prayers. But as I was playing, as well as working with these boys and girls at camp, a lot of things took place. One was that I became the champion pusher-inner of anybody that stood near the swimming pool. Eventually, I had everybody except one girl who had had some surgery on a leg and foot, and it was still painful for her. But otherwise, I had everybody in the pool, including counselors, and they make bigger splashes, and other people that perhaps wandered by to see what all the commotion was, including the lifeguard. It was fun to do that. I also became the champion for several dozen, it seemed, and I think it was only about one dozen, but it seemed like several dozen. A goodly number, at least. One person said at least 20 people. I didn't count. All I knew, I was beset upon by all these children at one time. And they were all going to throw me in the pool, but I had my clothes on and I didn't want to go in the pool. So I threw each one in. As they attacked me, I either sidestepped or shoved and pushed. And eventually, when push came to shove, they went. I didn't. And the water was a boil of thrashing people, squeaking children, and a lot of laughter. But you know, that 20th or whatever number it was just caught me off balance, and the 21st got me. It was kind of funny to see all the thrashing around that had gone on, and then to see the person that had been responsible for all the dunking sort of pivoting on his heels, and a child, a small, skinny, wimpy type child, just came up and with two fingers said, "You're in," and see the collapse of the colossus. There's no pride in a thing like that. There's great humility to think that some wimpy little fellow can put a big fellow in the water. It was a great splash. Today, I ache. I hurt. There are parts of me that I'd forgotten had functioned in the last few years. There are muscles that want to go very tight, and there are muscles that want to stay very slack. I'd like them all to slacken off. I hurt. I'm tender. I'm not going to tell you where. There are people in this congregation that would take advantage. I wasn't going to mention any names, Jack. And the fun and the humor of the whole thing is, I know exactly what the person means when he says he went out with his teenagers and he came back hurting. I hurt. And I use that as the illustration to remind you that when the shepherd of the sheep goes between the hooves to remove some nasty piece of stone, he knows what that feels like. For he bore in his body on the tree the nails that pinned him to the tree. There is a tenderness about Jesus that understands exactly where you are, exactly where you've been, and exactly where you need to be. And it's Jesus that comes, for he is that great shepherd of the sheep that reaches to where you are. Not necessarily down, but he reaches to where you are. And as he reaches to where you are, he plucks you from the thicket. He lifts you up out of that position that you're in, and he gives you new life and the power to live the new life and the desire to live the new life. Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs up some other way is a thief and a robber." How so? He would rob Jesus of his glory. If anyone thinks he can enter into this sheep pen that Jesus has arranged, of which Jesus is the shepherd, if he thinks he can join the flock that is godly in some other way, other than the way Jesus has called him to come with conviction of sin and repentance and believing, if he thinks he can come another way, he robs Jesus of the truth. He robs Jesus of the glory. And you cannot do that. Because he robs, he is therefore a thief, a spiritual thief. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. Jesus said, there's one way. It is the way that is everlasting. He said, I am the way. And so I share with you just those little thoughts. It's so important. Verse 4, just look at it with me quickly. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and the sheep follow him. And the reason for that, they know his voice. I love that old hymn. I heard the voice of Jesus say, come unto me and rest, lay down thou weary one. Lay down thy head upon my breast. And the answer comes back, and I came to Jesus as I was weary, and worn, and sad. And I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. Would you quietly today just rest the weariness of your life in Jesus? Let's bow in prayer. Lord, in the simplicity of this precious word, in the simplicity of its challenge and its teaching, quietly do we ask of you now, let us rest our weary souls in thee. Lord Jesus, be our shepherd. Lord Jesus, guide us now for Jesus' sake. Amen.